This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. Nate Gatter is in for Amy Mark's course today. I'm Chris Ranji. Time to go to the guest line. And as I've said already before, before we got to this point, this is the first time in history that the SIUE Cougars are going to the NCAA tournament. So it is a very big day and a big week for the Cougars. And we are very happy to be joined by their head coach, Brian Baroni, who is with us on KMOX. Brian, good to talk to you, first of all, and congratulations, secondly.
Well, I'm happy to be on talking with you, and I appreciate you congratulating me. It's been a fun few days.
Well, what's it been like on campus since?
Well, we got back on campus, and it's spring break over here, so it's kids are. Here's what I like to think. I just think they all just are really excited, and they're celebrating our wins throughout the country right now.
Yeah, I suppose, Brian, the way to look at it is that they're all back home spreading the good word to their high school friends and their hometown friends.
That's what they just said. You know what? Let's go spread the word. Then next week we'll get back together when the tournament starts. But we're all going to go out there and be prophets right now.
So obviously, for people who don't know your program as well, in nearly two decades in Division I, there hadn't been a winning season, let alone an NCAA tournament berth, until the last couple of years. And you have kind of engineered this turnaround from taking over in 2019. And you had been on campus before that as an assistant going back to 2017. So you've seen maybe not the very beginnings of the Division I era, but you've seen certainly what it looked like before these last few years when the wins started coming in. When you reflect on now almost a decade in Edwardsville and what it's taken to get the program from where it was in 17 or even going back to transitioning to Division I to where it is now, champions of the OVC and going to the Big Dance, what do you think about the most?
I just think about the hard work. And you know, the people that have been by my side, and then the people that have jumped on board too, that you know, allowed themselves to kind of be educated in how this process needs to work to take the next step. I made a lot of mistakes through the process over these years, and it's trial by error at times, and people stuck with us, and we stuck with one another, and it's been that's probably the biggest thing is the hard work and the people that have been with you from day one.
So when you reach this particular goal, certainly when you come in as a head coach, you have goals in mind down the road. Is the NCAA tournament, is that at the very top of it for this Cougars program that is still really new in Division I?
Yeah, absolutely. Your goal is to sit. You want to win a championship, and at our level, you win the league title or you win a tournament title. And then the goal kind of for everybody is the NCAA tournament, March Madness. People want to be part of it. They want to see their school, their city represented. So within the championship run, you give yourself an opportunity to play in March Madness. And we were able to do it this year. And 100%, that was something that we talked about from the first day that I got the job. It's like, you know, if you're going to try doing something, why not try being the best at what you can do?
You've been around, you know, so many great coaches in your career as a player, in your career as an assistant. And that goes all the way back, obviously, to when you were growing up and your dad, Tony, who was, for listeners who don't know, head coach at Creighton and Texas A&M, and at one point the Memphis Grizzlies in the NBA as well. I know that he didn't get to see the game this week and to be part of the celebration, but had he been able to see this and if he had been able to talk to you and maybe to the players, what do you think he'd be saying the last 48 hours?
You know, I think he would have talked about how proud he was, what he saw in terms of the team chemistry and togetherness. And that would have lasted about a minute 30 maybe. And then he would have started talking about a couple plays that we should have had better high hands. We didn't take care of the ball. You know, execution of out of timeouts and my utilization of timeouts. So he would have been honest right away. There's no doubt about that. But you know, I felt him there and my mom, you know, I lost her as well a couple of years ago. A lot of things have happened in these last 6 years that are pretty special, but I've also been pretty traumatic as well with those two not being by my side.
Brian Baroni, head coach of the SIU Edwardsville Cougars team, which is going to the NCAA tournament, is with us on KMOX. And right after the game, the first thing you did was heap praise on your players for what they had mm-hmm. done in getting you to the NCAA tournament. One of them will be on our station later on Sports Open Line, Rayshon Taylor. So of the guys on your team, I know you don't probably like to single out any individuals, but are there players that you feel like really need to be pointed out that didn't get highlighted throughout the year?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, Ray is a special player with his notably player of the year. But like a guy like Desmond Polk, and he's been with me for 5 years as well. And he has grown into a team captain. You know, he came up to me. I actually almost got a technical at the end of the game because he grabs me and hugs me about 5-6 feet into the court yelling, you know, I promised you a championship. I told you I was going to get you a championship. And so he's a guy that, you know, his loyalty, his dedication, his time here, his development. He's not a stat guy, but he's an important part of our team. He's another one that stand out. And Brian Taylor did a heck of a job really developing and being, you know, he's an all-league guy this year. And then he took on a role of scoring and handling the ball. And then you had two guys, you know, I could go through them all, but two guys that really impacted that last game, and Declan Dillon and Jordan Pickett. I had Dez and Ray out for 4 or 5 straight minutes when we went on a big run, and those two kind of spearheaded it.
Coach, just to tie the bow on what we were talking about earlier, and I kind of made passing reference to some of the great coaches that you've been around, you know, mm-hmm. and that started with playing for your dad, but then finishing your career for Tom Crean, who a lot of people know from his time at Marquette with you, but also then when he went on to Indiana and to Georgia, and I've gotten a chance to be around him a little bit doing games for Westwood One, the national radio broadcast. We actually did the CAA championship game together last year, and I know he was on the OVC championship call for Westwood One on national radio the other night, and so he got to be there with you and your family. And obviously, you know, he's got a job to do, so he's not necessarily celebrating the title in real time because he's got to be kind of the independent objective announcer and all that, but he was able to, you know, be there with you and celebrate with you afterward, and I saw his tweet expressing how proud and happy he was for you and your family. What did it mean to have him there?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
You know, there was a moment, about a minute, 32 minutes in the game. He was seated right across doing the game. And I'm still his player. I coached under him. I was, you know, video coordinator, ops, assistant coach at times. But, you know, you still have that sense. I'm 47 years old. He walks into the room and that's my coach.
Yeah.
And, you know, about a minute, 32 minutes left when it was kind of like we knew it. I saw him, you know, doing his job over there, and it was surreal because it's, you know, it's really come full circle. I mean, how cool is that? Your college basketball coach is calling your game to win a championship to go to the NCAA. Like, that's just like, that's kind of like, how do you set that up? It just so happened, right? You don't know we're going to be in the championship when he got the call to be like, yeah, hey, you're going to Evansville in a few weeks or whatever the case was. And it was special. I mean, that's like, you know, out of a, you know, a story or a movie or something like that, on top of a lot of the other things that took place. But he's been by my side and really helped me progress in this business and stay in this business.
I mentioned that post game, and you have a pair of scissors that you had framed and that you, with the intention of cutting down the nets. Tell that story and how you, what made you think of that? What made you want to do that?
You know, it's crazy how that's taken off, and it was a simple thought. I mean, I'm not smart enough to really think. I'm really ask my wife. You know, it was the second day on the job, maybe. I mean, maybe late the first day or whatever. And I just, one of our managers, Jake Whitehead, I just said to him, I said, hey, go get a pair of scissors, go get a frame. He had no idea. And I actually think it was kind of trial by error, like two or three different frames or things at first. I'm like, no, here's what I'm trying to do, man. And I said, just put them up. And really didn't think much of it, other than I knew that I wanted to win a championship. And I knew that, and I was interim. Like, I made a year, 2 years. And, you know, no one really was, you know, really going to give me the time to do it. You know, that was the thought process, like, go find the next coach. And if you're going to do something, I'm like, come on, you get one shot. I was one of, you know, 300 and some Division I head coaches, at least at that moment. So that was the kind of the mindset. I have a creative mind, probably too creative at times, and a lot of stuff doesn't stick to the wall, but this quite literally stuck to the wall, and it just stayed up there for 6 years. And about 3 years ago, maybe, we talked about it a little bit. I would say my first few teams, some of the guys probably didn't even really realize they were up there. And it was just something that was more symbolic. The way our locker room is, you don't necessarily notice them. And as the years got, you know, better and better, I think, you know, the reality started setting in. And right when we were leaving to the bus, I ran upstairs because no one had taken them off the wall. How about that? Like, we almost didn't break them. like, how about that? How great would have that been? I'd be like, hey, guys, I'll be back in 5 hours to cut down these nets, because I'm not waiting 6 years and not five more hours. But I ran up there and grabbed them, put them in my bag. And then in our conference room, again, I didn't say anything to anybody, but kind of stuck it behind the exit sign of our film room at the hotel. And one of our guys took them down on the way to the game. And then the rest was kind of, you guys saw it play out. It was special, and it kind of worked out. It was something that was always a driving force.
Are you putting them back in the frame now?
It's a great question. Two things. I don't know where the frame is, which I had the whole night. And then now it's like, I'm like, hey, where's the frame? You know, because it started like people, like that night, it was on ESPN, and you know, it was on SportsCenter or whatever. And I was like, where's that frame? And it was in the conference room. And right now, we're trying to locate the frame. Now we have the scissors. So
okay,
now we're going to figure it out. We'll figure out the next step of it.
Well, you wanted to get a bigger frame, put the net in with the scissors and, you know, have a whole plaque thing. Yeah. See, this is a blessing.
Yeah. Some entrepreneurial SIUE fan saw it starting to take off on ESPN and said, we'll take that frame just eBay value down
Somebody
the line.
Somebody has stolen it, Brian.
You know what? Hey, NIL now, whatever we can do, whatever we can do now, we're selling picture. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say. Every day I change that a frame for 6 years. So I have, my math isn't good enough, but 6 times 365. I have that many frames. So
there you go.
For the E, let's start selling them.
I think it's a great idea now. Get the marketing department on it. Last thing for you, Brian. I mean, you don't know who you're going to play now. So how do you get ready for a game in which you don't know the opponent?
Yeah, you know, I was just at breakfast with my wife, and I said that same thing to her. I was like, you know, the one thing I don't do well with is just having too many ideas, as you can see with the picture frame. But
it's a great idea, though. It's a really great idea.
That was one. Trust me, those last 6 years, I had
a home run, though.
We won't talk about that. The biggest thing with our team and where I've learned as a coach, you got to focus on your team. Like, what makes your team better? And you know, this week we have an opportunity just to get better. We're going to enjoy it. I want them to enjoy it. We're going to have a team meeting today. We're off. We'll give them a couple days off just because it's been a tough end of the season schedule. But these are guys that want to go out there and play. And we haven't been on the court as champions yet, right? Like, we were champions, and then we haven't worked out together as OVC champions. So there'll be a level of excitement to get back in the gym the next couple days. And then we'll have some fun with the bracketology, right? I mean, you never know if you're in Dayton. You don't know if you're going. Like, we're in the tournament. I know that. And you can kind of anticipate some teams. So maybe as a staff we'll do that. But we're going to go get better as a team, and we'll figure it out.
Where's the watch party going to be?
I think what they're going to do, our athletic director, Andrew Gavin, hit me last night. And he was like, hey, my vision was always, hey, I just want it in my living room. We have a family atmosphere, you know, that kind of family style, but, this thing's kind of taken off with our community, and we need to include the community. We just haven't, my family room isn't big enough for the community. if you remember, I'm not the Lakers coach, so I don't have
a
family room. So I think we're going to do it here at, First Community and make a big deal out of it. And we want everyone to be part of it. Like, this is historic. So let's all remember where we were and be part of it together when we find out when and where SIUE plays in the NCAA tournament for the first time.
Well, Coach Barone, we could not be more excited for you. I think of everybody that graduated from my high school, the highest percentage of people went to SIUE. So there are a lot of people from Granite City who went to that school, and I know they are excited for you. We are happy for you, too, and we're going to be watching. And best of luck to you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Come on. Thanks for having me on. This is awesome. So I appreciate it. Let's just all have fun with this together. It'll be a good run.
Yes, it will. Brian Barone, head coach at SIUE, with us here on the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.